Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day, customized around our weekly theme. And in today's episode, which is episode 630, you're going to be guided in a meditation around the theme of resilience. Every day this week, we've explored a different meditation technique to help you find your own inner strength for resilience. And it happens to be a Friday for this meditation, and the theme for the day every Friday, I call it Sip and Om Friday. I share a meditation where I combine some of the meditation techniques we've explored throughout the week into a meditation for you, so you can see how different meditation techniques are layered together. And then I share an herbal tea. And I like to share an herb in a similar way as I share a meditation technique, because herbs can benefit you and support you. They work very nicely. You want to make sure, of course, that the herb is the right herb for you, because herbs are very powerful. And even a gentle herb, such as for myself, I remember having a little reaction when I sipped chamomile tea. If I sip it on an empty stomach, it gives me a stomach ache. So you want to make sure that any herbs you take aren't interfering with medications you may be on or different conditions or allergies that you may personally have. So make sure you do your research and check with your physician to make sure that different herbs are actually going to support you. But given that information, I don't want you to be afraid of the herbs. I want you to realize that there are so many incredible herbs out there, and most of us just use what's in our kitchen spice cabinets for cooking, when the herbs can really be healing in many ways. In fact, many studies show that herbs can often be as beneficial as some anxiety medications, even better than some sleep aids and other medications that treat different situations with anxiety and calming and relaxing your mind. So try herbs. Well, the herb I want to share with you today before I guide you into the meditation is an herb you may or may not be familiar with. It's called valerian. And valerian is an herb that you probably do want to check with a physician if you do take other medication, because this is a pretty strong herb. And I want to share it in this week because in order to develop your own inner strength, your resilience, it takes some confidence, building your confidence in yourself, believing in yourself. And so valerian is a wonderful herb for that, because it helps to calm your nerves and it also helps you to sleep better. It really relaxes your nervous system. And there's a society called the National Phobics Society, and it conducted a study. This was back in 1997, so these results have been around for a while. And the study showed that valerian used by its volunteers, 60% of the volunteers said that valerian helped them with their anxiety. And a full 65% of the participants in this study said that they will continue to use valerian as a way to help them manage their anxiety. They received that many benefits from it. And the British Complementary Medicine Association recommends soaking 2 teaspoons of the chopped valerian root, if you have access to it, raw. If you chop the root and you soak it for 8 to 10 hours in cold water, and then you sip that throughout the day, this can help you sleep. So just another option to use valerian, to actually use the root rather than the tea leaves that are probably dried. So I have used valerian often and it helps me tremendously. So you might want to check it out. I'll leave a link to valerian and some different ways you can use it on my website. So you can find all the meditation techniques that I've used throughout this week's meditation over on my website at sipandom.com. You can also find the mudra that I used over on my Facebook page, and you can join our free private Facebook group. If you message me on my Sip and Om Facebook page, just say, hey, please add me to the group, and I will gladly do that. Or you can go over to the website for this series, which is the Resilience and Inner Strength Meditation Series, and I always leave a link to the private Facebook group there. We participate in challenges, and you get to meet other meditators from around the world. As I mentioned, it's a free private group that goes along with this podcast. So now, with that, let's get you meditating. Whether you're lying down, or maybe you're doing a walk right now, or whether you're doing chores around your house, wherever you are in your meditation journey, you're maybe not quite ready to sit down and formally meditate, that's okay. You still are attuning yourself to meditation and its benefits if you listen to the podcast. But the very best way, and I hope you'll join us and make your way down to the ground as you sit on the floor to meditate, or settle yourself into a chair or on the edge of a bed, someplace where you're comfortable, and straighten your spine and begin to relax your body. You can close your eyes gently and keep them slightly uplifted. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. Relax your jaw. Soften your throat. Relax your shoulders and your spine. Feel the tension drain away. Relax your chest and your arms. Relax your hands and place them on your lap with your palms upward or downward. Relax your stomach and let it hang out nicely, loosely. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. How are you feeling? Honor you for what you're doing for yourself, giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are as you meditate. Begin to focus on your breath. As you inhale through your nose, feel the cool, refreshing air enter your nose. As you exhale, feel the tension, self-doubt, anything holding you back. Feel it escape through your nose. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose, keeping this breath calm. not forcing it in any way, breathing naturally, allowing yourself to transition from whatever you were doing before you sat down to meditate, transitioning into a state of stillness as you meditate. Now, as you're seated, if you'd like to hold this week's mudra, go ahead and do so. It is the Shiva Linga Mudra. Mudras are a way you position your hands, and it's thought that it helps to activate your nervous system in a particular way, and this triggers a particular part of your brain, and so it's thought to help to calm you or help you focus or whatever you're trying to achieve. In this case, the Shiva Linga Mudra, you don't have to do any of the techniques I'll be sharing in this meditation. You can simply follow the guided meditation, but I'll give you the option to use the techniques. The techniques can help you to focus your mind. If you have a hard time focusing your thoughts, maybe your mind is really wandering, and when you emerge into your meditation where you're just focusing on stillness, and you're being there in the stillness part, remember the techniques just get you to that point, but sometimes it can be hard to get to that point on your own, and so the techniques help to calm you and focus you or your mind so that you can relax into stillness of meditation. And when your mind wanders, when you're meditating, you can do a technique. And this works beautifully to refocus your mind. And you can do the techniques throughout your day as well. So the Shiva Linga Mudra, you're going to take your left hand and hold it right there at your stomach area. Or you can carry it up to your chest, where as high as your chest, your heart. And you're going to just cup your palm as if you're holding water. And then you're going to take your right hand and place it in a fist right there in your left hand. So your left hand is kind of cupping your right fist. And then you're going to point your thumb upward, your right thumb upward, as if you're hitchhiking. And this is the Shiva Linga Mudra. And it's considered to help you focus on inner strength. Now your elbows are going to be up and outward. Again, you can find a photo on my website. So your left palm is cupping your right fist with your right thumb upward. I'd like you to think about something you're struggling with, where you need a little extra support, you need some resilience. And bring this to mind. And as you do so, mentally repeat the affirmation we did this past Monday. Every Monday I share a meditation affirmation. And it is, everything I need is within me. You can repeat it out loud or mentally. Repeat, everything I need is within me. And as you do so, imagine imagine that you're grinding away your worry, your fear, your self-doubt, anxiety, whatever's holding you back. So you could gently circle your right hand in your palm. Imagine it, your hands are a mortar and pestle, and you're grinding away this doubt of yours. So gently grind it. You may want to really grind it, but just gently, evenly, smoothly grind it. You may have a few different cares or worries, and you could take each one separately and just slowly, evenly grind it up. And mentally repeat to yourself or out loud, repeat, everything I need is within me. Everything I need is within me. Everything I need is within me. And then gently open the fingers of your left hand and let the dust and the remnants of all the cares and worries you've ground up, let it sift through your fingers and blow away. You can mentally or actually blow it out of your hand. Feel it as dust just sifting away. You can continue to hold the mudra, or you can place your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward and continue meditating, letting go of the technique and going into your own stillness. Meditate just to the point where you feel you could go a little further. Leave your meditation on a high note. This will keep you coming back for more. And as always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.